Es khazar ze khine shbakh khat khoshag mit yehuda mesecht es dorm daf khof alof. Perik arbon nedorim, perik shlishi. Zok de hele gemishne besiyat de shmaya. There are four types of nedorim that chacham permitted, meaning they have no effect and they don't even have to be annulled. They are the nedorim of zeruzin, they're said to motivate someone not to do something. They are the nidre havai, we'll explain, the nidre shoigig, and finally the nidre oinsin. We'll get to all of them in the Gemara Mit Hashem. The Mishnah starts with nidre zeruzin. A neder of zeruzin would be like in a case where a seller makes a neder to a prospective buyer that he will become usher to benefit from the money if he accepts less than four shkolim. And the buyer makes a neder that he'll become usher to benefit from the item if he pays more than two shkolim. So in actuality, both actually just want to negotiate and get the deal at three shkolim, and neither really means to make the neder, and therefore neither neder takes effect. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Abba bar Mamel told Rabbi Ami, you told us in the name of Yehuda Nasir that our Mishnah has to follow Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Tarfon, who says that Naziris, and therefore any neder, only takes effect when it's stated clearly at the time of acceptance, when it's not based on some type of tanai. Therefore, a conditional neder will never be effective. This explains why the Nidre Zeruzin is not a neder, because it was made on the condition that they accept less or pay more than a certain amount. Rava said, now the Mishnah may even follow the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, because the Mishnah says that both were agreeable all along to the three shekel price, and that's why it's not a neder. It's not pshat that they first agree, a whole time they didn't agree, now they were all along they were just trying to shoot to get to that middle ground of three shekel. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah could have said both agreed, meaning that they didn't agree all along, and still it wouldn't be a neder because it's made on a condition. But that's why the Mishnah says that they agreed, meaning that they agreed all along. Therefore, they didn't follow the Rabbanim. Ravina asked Rashi, what would that halacha be if the gap between the seller and the buyer was larger than two shekel? This is according to the second understanding of the Ran. Would we still say that the neder was said to motivate the negotiation, or since the gap is so wide, we say that the neder was actually said in full earnest and they actually meant it for it to be a neder? Rabashi said, a braisa says that even if someone makes a neder not to enter someone's house or to drink some cold water from him, he may still do so, because the neder was only made to make sure that he doesn't need a meal there. We see that a neder need not be taken literally, and therefore, even in the case of the wider gap, the neder was said to motivate negotiation. Ravina asked, these cases are very different. The case of not drinking the water doesn't have to be taken literally, because he was being pushed to go and eat a meal over there. So in order to show that he will not eat the meal there, he made a neder not to even drink from the cold water from the other person. He had to go to that extreme, even though he didn't actually mean what he's actually saying, because he had to show that he was not allowing any wiggle room to be pushed to eat. However, in the case of negotiation, it's still unclear. The Gemara leaves over with a taboy, with a teku. Zakhtan Rav Yehuda Neymar Vasi said, the four promises listed in our Mishnah do need to be annulled. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah clearly says that they are allowed by the Chacham, meaning they don't have to be annulled. So why are you saying that they have to be annulled? Rabbi Yosef had a different version of this statement, and he said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Vasi said, a Chacham may not annul a neder, in general, unless it's similar to the four nedarim of our Mishnah. The Gemara explains, this means that we can't annul a neder based on charoto, based on simple regret, but you have to rather base it on some other Pesach, where the maker of the neder can say that he would never have made the neder had he realized a particular circumstance. That's the only way you can be matir a neder in general. Meaning it's like these four nedarim in the sense that it was never really a neder to begin with. Mara says, a person came to Rav Huna to annul a neder and he annulled it based on simple charota. Obviously he argues on the above shita. A person came to Rabbi Rav Huna to annul a neder. He asked the person, if there would have been 10 people to calm you down at the time you made the neder, because you made it out of anger, would you have still made the neder? The person said he would not have made the neder. Based on this, he annulled the neder. There are different ways to understand this, but some say that it shows that he does not allow simbol charata. You have to say there were 10 people to show that originally he never would have even entered into the nether, so it's not based on charata, and therefore it could be that Rav Huna says you need more than just simbol charata. The more explains, we find in a braisa this machalek between Rav Huna and Rabbi Rav Huna, that it's actually a machalek between Rabbi Yehuda, who says like Rav Huna, and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, in the name of his father, who says like Rabbi Rav Huna. Mer says, Vaita, we find that Rabbi Asi annulled a neder based on regret. We find that Rabbi Lazar did as well. Rabbi Yochanan once annulled a vow of a woman when the woman said that had she known that people would rumor that her daughter was Mizana, based on the neder, because the fact that the woman made a neder against her daughter, people are saying it must be that this girl was Mizana, or else a mother wouldn't have made a neder like that. And Rabbi Yochanan said to her, would you have made the neder had you known that people would be talking like that? And she said no, and Rabbi Yochanan was matir based on that. Rabbi Yanai Saba once annulled the neder for his grandson, and he said, by saying the following, he said to him, had you known, that in Shemayim they would scrutinize your deeds for having made that neder, would you have made it? He said no, and he was matir based on that. Rabbi Abba explained that this concept of Rabbi Yane Saba is based on a pasuk. The Gemara says that although Rabbi Yane Saba used this as a reason to annul a vow, we would not use this as a reason. Why? Because people would claim to have never have made the vow had they known this. But in truth, it may be that people still would have made the vow anyway. People are not always so erlich, and therefore we can't use that as a way to annul a vow, because people will always say that, of course, I wouldn't have made it had I known that Hashem would be checking into me further, even if they really would have. Therefore, we can't use it as a way to annul a vow, because we don't know for sure if the person is telling us the truth.